This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis is considering leasing Lambert International Airport to a private operator. An advisory group that has been meeting for about a year is close to putting out a request for qualifications or an RFQ from bidders. In the midst of this are 7,000 airport employees who have a lot of concerns. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff attended a recent community outreach meeting where consultants for the privatization effort answered questions from residents about the process.
If you have a question about airport privatization, go ahead and write it on one of the cards at your table.
About 50 people gathered at a recent Neighborhood Association meeting in St. Louis Hills to hear from Fly 314, the consultants guiding the privatization process. It's one of several public meetings held over the last few months that have given residents a chance to ask questions about a process that some have criticized for a lack of transparency and conflicts of interest.
One of the first questions I have is,
during a Q&A session, residents questioned everything from who's footing the bill to how it could impact the city's budget and whether anyone would lose their job. Fly 314's communications manager, Douglas Petty, responded by saying no jobs will be lost, but he also pointed out that it's too early to determine the impact of privatization.
Everything here is if. Nothing is definite other than where things are. Now.
Kiana Jackson, who depends on the airport for a steady paycheck, says she wants more definite answers. She's attended a few of these meetings and still has questions.
Will I still have a job? Are they bringing new people in? Would our rate of pay change? What's going to be the difference?
Jackson has worked an overnight shift at the airport since January, cleaning bathrooms and pulling trash off the concourse. She's employed by Regency Enterprises Services, a private company that negotiates worker contracts with the SEIU Local 1 union. She and lots of other workers are worried.
We know right now we don't feel like it's the best thing for the workers because we don't know their plans.
St. Louis Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard's 26th Ward isn't far from the airport. She says she's been fielding concerns from workers since the aldermanic elections earlier this year.
I still get a call, an email, a text or something daily from somebody saying, please protect us. Please make sure they know how we feel. Please listen to us. Please don't let this happen. You know, whatever this is going to be.
About 500 airport workers are city employees. And Clark Hubbard says many are worried about losing the protections and benefits they have as civil service employees. Mayor Lyda Crewson says there's nothing for workers to worry about. She says it's within the city's control to require potential bidders to honor and renew collective bargaining agreements.
Well, there's always change, but I don't think anyone's going to lose their job over this. And for those people who say, and some people have expressed to me that, well, they don't want to work for another company, they just want to work for the city. For those people who feel like that, we'll find a spot for them in the city.
She says there are over 1,000 open jobs in other parts of city government. But most of the 7,000 airport employees don't work for the city. Kevin McNatt is the president of Unite Here Local 74, a union representing about 400 airport food and beverage workers employed by HMS Host. McNatt feels unions have been shut out of the process. His biggest concern is that once contracts expire, there will be no guarantee that a new company will honor the union's collective bargaining power. Contracts for the workers he represents are up this fall.
First place that they're going to try to make cuts is with the workers. Our folks have good wages, good benefits, health insurance, and pensions out there.
Petty, Fly 314's communications manager, says unions are used to going back to the drawing board to negotiate, and working with a private operator should be no different. And he says it wouldn't make sense for an operator to slash jobs.
If you think about it from a practical perspective, if you were buying out a business, could you go in and eliminate everything? Because if that were to be the case, the whole business falls apart.
Mayor Crewson says the city will put out an RFQ for bidders for the airport lease soon, but details are hard to come by. During a recent airport advisory working group meeting, members went into closed session to discuss the status of the RFQ and negotiations with the airlines, which has already been delayed by 2 months. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.